Welcome back to Whence Came You, a Masonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry. Here's your host, Brother Robert Johnson.
Welcome back, everybody. This is episode 249. This week on the show, I have a few papers and some cool things to go over. We were going to have Frater O on the program, but I have house guests this week, and I just couldn't get away from the excitement around the house in order to get any phone calls done. So I do apologize. We'll have Frater O on ASAP, and we'll have a great episode. In the news this week, you may have noticed that I have appeared again on social media. I was off for quite a while, and if you had friend requested me on Facebook or anything like that, and I deleted everybody at a point, I started accepting everybody back on again. I had to clean out some things, and you know how that goes, I'm sure. So one of the things that was interesting was the Grand Lodge of Illinois' Facebook page. It is a closed group. So if you're an Illinois Mason, and sometimes I think they are letting other Masons from other states join the group, but if you're a Mason in Illinois, I think they are looking for video submissions to help boost the amount of content that the Grand Lodge of Illinois' YouTube channel has. They're looking to basically fill the channel, I think, with a lot of the voices of the Masons of Illinois, so constituency, I guess, of the Grand Lodge of the state. They're asking for video submissions 2 to 3 minutes long talking about the topic of why you became a Mason. So I'm Brother Robert Johnson. I'm from Waukegan Lodge number 78, and I became a Freemason for XYZ. So it seems like a really cool project. They want you to just post those videos right to the Facebook page. So if you didn't get the Grand Lodge email about those videos, ask your secretary to send it to you again, or just hop on that Facebook page or ask to join the group and you can read the rules. They posted them. Brother Jeff Henson posted them. So that was pretty cool. I have not made a video. I have posted the videos I've made with WCY a few times. I think those videos pretty much sum up why I became a Mason, so I don't know that I'll do a video, but I encourage you all to. I think it'll be pretty cool to do that and to build some content and to have a YouTube page run by our Grand Lodge that is voiced by the members. It's pretty cool, so check it out. We had some changes to the website recently. I got rid of the tab that said the store, the limited edition store, because really it's not a store anymore. We don't have a whole bunch of products to offer. We have one thing. We have our pins. So it just says buy a pin now. Fairly simple to find. And supporting the show just got a little bit sweeter. If you click support the show or you visit the website and you kind of look at some of the Freemason businesses that we list. Now, it says Freemason businesses, and these aren't necessarily like anybody who's given me money to be on the site. These are legit Freemason businesses that I think are cool, that offer something neat. So if you get a minute, check it out. You know, we got Fraternal Ties on there, obviously. I don't know if you guys got the email. He had a really cool new tie that focused on the knife and fork degree, which was kind of funny. You know, there's product research gear. Masonic Revival is there. But we've added a new one, and it's Banker's Best Beard and Skin Care. So I have partnered up with a brother out of St. Louis who owns this company, Banker's Best. And every year I grow a beard, and sometimes it's rough taking care of a beard, right? You gotta make sure it's clean. You gotta make sure you use either a balm or an oil if you wanna keep it nice all the time and smelling nice and looking good. Some guys just let it go wild. That's cool too. But Banker's Best is pretty cool. They got some great products. It's owned by a Freemason. And if you go there and you actually use a promo code BBWCY357, so Banker's Best, Whence Came You 357, they'll do 20% off your order. So that's pretty cool. He's got some beard balm, some beard oil, and even some lip balms, which are pretty cool. I've tried the beard oils. I really like them. My favorite is the Southampton. I think it just smells nice. But here's the cool part. We're kind of working on a secret project that'll be an exclusive to Banker's Best. It is going to be really neat. So if you might be able to figure out what we're doing, but it's going to be cool when it comes out. And we'll announce all the details. But until then, you know, you can just go ahead and shop there and use that coupon code for 20% off. And he'll support the show with a little bit coming back to us. So that's really cool of them. Before we get into the first paper, I do really quickly want to mention my schedule. The speaking schedule is coming up here. We've got June 25th, not the 26th as it says on the site. I'm going to have to update it. There was a conflict for the Sunday. So June 25th, tickets I think are $25, and we're going to be in Crete, Illinois at the St. John's Day Masonic Education Symposium. And speakers that day are going to be Joseph Wages from the Bavarian Illuminati book, Secret School of Wisdom. And we'll have illustrious brother Stephen L. Harrison there talking about fantastic topics. And I'll be there talking about the Tetragrammaton or the Word. So that'll be fun. And then shortly after that, if you guys are in the Illinois area and you're up in my neck of the woods, I would invite you to come out to the Northeastern Masonic Scholars Symposium, Traveling Masonic Scholars Symposium. The 1st and 2nd Northeast Districts of Illinois, the two education officers, which would be myself and Brother Jay Reed, are getting together, and we are taking a symposium around the two districts. And we've got great speakers. If your lodge is interested in having us out, I would just suggest getting in touch with either myself or Brother Jay Reed. And you can do that by going to firstneil.com and click on the symposium link. And you can read a little bit about what we do. And basically, you host the symposium and you feed the bros who come out, and we handle everything else. The emailing, the publicity, getting the speakers, everything's going to be handled for you. All you got to do is open the lodge on the first degree usually, and we'll come out, you open, go to refreshment, and we do presentations, do Q&A, and then we close the lodge, and we have a great time. These events usually have anywhere between 40 plus people attend when we do them, so I would highly recommend it. I'll be speaking as well as Brother Doc Gentry, who will be speaking on something he's not spoken to in lodges before that I am aware of, but he is very knowledgeable of the topic. I don't want to give it away. It's going to be a good one. And so again, that one will be on the 27th. That'll be on a Monday evening, I believe, June 27th. I'll make sure it's on the website for you guys and you can check it out. But for now, those are the speaking engagements we've got going on. And that's it. So let's get into the show. We've wasted enough time talking about all the goofy stuff we're doing and where we're going to be. And let's get to what the point of what this podcast is: listener-supported education. So let's get into it. So it's no secret that we have been diving back a little bit into the Midnight Freemasons articles from long, long past. Now, it's really easy for me to go back and look through the archive of papers, but you might not be able to do that. In fact, you really can't do that, because unless you just sit there and you keep clicking older articles and older articles and older articles, you're just not going to see the great amount of posts and titles they're available. So it's also no secret that the Midnight Freemasons as a blog for Freemasonry is, of course, it's worldwide read now at this point, and it's really great, and it's something that's grown into something amazing. But there are some gems that were published way before we were getting thousands of hits on each piece. Some of them have only in the tens and twenties of numbers, because the blog wasn't well known back then, and there's no way for you to go back and find these things. We may remedy that at some point. We are not going to timestamp any of the pieces, because they hold relevance all the time, and we get that a little bit. So this one that I would like to read for you is called What is Freemasonry? What is Freemasonry? Seems like a simple question, but for many of us, it's really not. I remember a friend of mine, Michael Shirley, telling me one time that I should always have a 30-second elevator conversation memorized. I sure wish I'd done that, because I got caught off guard again today. It always seems like that question comes when you least expect it, and from the least person you'd expect to ask you. I guess the reason I struggle with that question is because it's a lot of things, and it's a little different for everyone. I'm not sure I'll ever be able to get that 30-second elevator conversation mastered, because there is no right or wrong answer. It's different for everyone. For some Masons, it's a family tradition. It's something that men in their family have been involved in generation after generation. I watched a remarkable scene at the Valley of Indianapolis a few years ago, as four generations from the same family stood on a staircase and had their picture taken together. The son was becoming a 32nd degree Mason that weekend, the father and the grandfather and the great-grandfather all together. For others, it's the promise the fraternity makes to, quote-unquote, make good men better. There is, without a question, a very strong self-improvement aspect to the fraternity. It's one of the few places where character is not only important, but it's taught. It's part of our tradition, and being a man of character is a requirement for membership. Some seek that out when they join, and for others, we find that becoming a better man is the natural result of spending time with men of impeccable character. As I've learned, character can rub off upon repeated exposure. For some men, Freemasonry provides an opportunity to give, and the ability to do that in our fraternity is endless. Our lodges, our blue lodges, help build the communities therein. They support all kinds of worthy causes, from Little League and Scouts, boys and girls, to community improvement projects. Many help with individual needs of members in the community. I talked to a Tyler in a lodge a couple of years ago, and he said he had the keys to a dozen post office boxes in his town. And every day, he picked up the mail for the senior citizens in the town that had trouble getting out, most of whom weren't Masons, and delivered their mail to them. Then there is the Scottish Rite with their learning centers for dyslexic children, and the Shriners Hospitals, and the Knights Templar Eye Foundation, and the list goes on and on. And there's also the social aspect. There's the opportunity to make new friends where you'd never expect to find them. We all share the same thing in common. We're all Master Masons. It's a place where age, experience, race, religion, educational background, and social status doesn't matter. I visited the Valley of Bloomington, Illinois several years ago, and a big group of Masons was sitting at a round table enjoying coffee and donuts. Nobody thought twice about sitting down at the table of men they didn't know because they were all Masons. We're all friends. There were about 10 of us. We were visiting and laughing for a long time, and I got curious about who all these guys were that had been enjoying each other's company. At that big table, we had a judge, a farmer, a bartender, a mechanic, an accountant, an electrician, an attorney, a politician, and a high school biology teacher. And now you know what? Even after we found out, it didn't matter. And these are just a few of the benefits of being a Mason. I watched tonight as a newly initiated Mason stood on the northeast corner for the first time. Afterwards, the Master Mason that most recently stood on that same corner offered up some advice for the newly initiated. Quote, "You get out of it what you put into it." End quote. I got the same advice a few years ago, probably from the same Master Mason he got it from. But in my experience, I've learned that advice is wrong. You can never put into it what you get out of it. It's impossible. Where else on earth can you spend a couple of hours on a Tuesday night and get a week's worth of inspiration? I'm going to work on the 30-second elevator conversation that answers the question, what is Freemasonry? And when I get it, I'm going to post it here. But I wouldn't hold your breath, because Freemasonry is simply what you make it. Todd E. Creason. So there you have that. Another great piece by Todd Creason back in the early days. It's inspirational. He says several things in this article that I found just really on point. One of them being the different traditions. And he talks about the elevator pitch. And I'm not a big fan of the elevator pitch. And a lot of guys are. And I don't like it because I think it kind of pigeonholes things. I usually keep it to something like, somebody says, well, what do you guys do? And I say, we change the world, because we really do. And he's very much on point when he says that Masonry is different things to a great many different people. For me, Freemasonry is a philosophical, esoteric society, which hopefully is doing the work. To me, it is not a social club, yet it is a social club to a great many men, and I don't think less of those men. So I find that really refreshing that we've got something that is so many different things to so many different people, and it's still all pretty much correct. Next, I wanted to talk to you all a little bit about illustrious brother Stephen L. Harrison's Masonic Minute segments. Now, no, we don't have a segment for this week. Now, that'll be next week, most likely. However, the topic of making those videos available and as audio segments available for download is something that many of you have asked about. In fact, one person recently wrote in that they felt that they would really enjoy the ability to have these and play them at their lodge meetings. And some of those lodge meetings don't have Wi-Fi. So how can you get those videos and watch them or listen to them? So we will undertake some brainstorming and we will think of a way to offer them so that you can download them. If there is an ability to, I guess I can just do a checkbox and have that ability there so that you guys can download it and we can maybe put it as Creative Commons or something toward the like there. We'd have to talk to Stephen Harrison about. And that's it this week. I just want to say, we did have a shorter episode this week, and that's because it's Father's Day. So we are spending a little bit of time with our families this weekend. So don't sit around listening to the show for an hour. You know, let's keep it down to about 20 minutes or so. With that, I will have more for you guys all next week. We've got a pretty cool program lined up. So keep on checking out the Midnight Freemasons Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And check out the Masonic Roundtable going live at 10, 9 Central every Tuesday. So until next week, stay on the level. For Whence Came You, I'm Robert Johnson.
You've been listening to Whence Came You, a Masonic podcast featuring research papers and discussions related to Freemasonry with your host, Brother Robert Johnson. Be sure to join us for our next edition.